I'm Asima Kuka, WRPR News, with the latest in Apple's newly released iPhone 4S. Since its unveiling in early October, customers have waited anxiously to get their hands on Apple's newest innovation. The smartphone, which starts at $199, features a Siri voice command system, an 8-megapixel camera, and a new iOS 5 operating system.
I'm here at Apple Store in Paramus, New Jersey. Customers are flocking towards the new iPhone.
Naim recently got his iPhone after pre-ordering it on its release date of October 14. Having previously had the iPhone 3, he says the 4S is a major improvement.
The iPhone 4S runs so smooth when switching from app to app, and whether using Wi-Fi or on 3G signal, web pages definitely load quicker on the 4S. The addition of voice command system in Siri is amazing.
According to Apple, the iPhone 4S set a record, selling over 4 million phones in only 3 days following its launch. Communication Arts Lab Assistant Trisha Kissinger got her hands on the phone days after its release.
I like it a lot. It's really convenient for me.
Why is it convenient?
Mostly because of the Siri feature on the phone. I used to text and drive, and now I don't have to because I can just talk to Siri and she does it for me.
With new innovation techniques and designs, customers have a hard time finding negative features to talk about. And what do you think about the new iPhone?
I've heard everybody switch from either their BlackBerry or their Droids, and a lot of people have went to the iPhone now. But I've heard good things about it so far.
Being disappointed in this phone would be nitpicking, really. Changes I would have made to the new iPhone would have been a slightly bigger screen, perhaps a different design, and improving battery life.
I'm here with Casey Ballerano, a senior at Rembopo, who suggests that people wait to get the new iPhone.
It's kind of silly to run out and go purchase something that just came out because there's always going to be a new upgrade.
No matter what price, one thing is for sure. People will always gravitate towards getting the newest model, especially when it comes to smartphones, and Apple's certainly no exception. WRPR News, I'm Haseema Kukai.